Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Summer is almost here, and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I think Kristen is going to be joining us via Zoom, but it might just be you and me, Kat.
All right, let's go.
So we don't have a guest today. We just have a few host chat ideas and pop culture. So we can just go from there. But little life update, Kat, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm just, you know, I don't know, just in the full swing of all the madness, kid stuff. End of school year.
You just celebrated an anniversary.
I did, 17 years, which is crazy. That makes me feel so old.
It does seem
almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I was a baby when I got married, but still, like, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah, we did nothing for our anniversary. So that's exciting.
It doesn't really shock me, though, because of the anniversary, like, you spent your one anniversary with...
I spent two around that time with you. I think the first year something was going on the anniversary, and so I, like, had to stay or something. And then the next year, you filed on my anniversary, so I had to stay there that night.
Sowie.
It's okay. Nick's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
No. So, what's up with you?
When I hear the baby cry, it just really just gets gets my heart just like, you know, I just wanted to nap,
Sleep.
Go to sleep, baby. So there's some life updates. It said, you got your dress. What is next? Have you sent out invites? So we got the dress in New York, the wedding dress, but we're working on getting, because it says KB and Kat, do you have your maid of honor dresses yet?
Working on that. It's hard.
To find a dress?
Well, because you're kind of like, whatever, which is awesome. But like, I also am terrible at this. So... it's hard.
Well, I think it's hard too because I'm like, yeah, whatever. But also it has to still kind of look uniform too.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I don't know how to do that.
And I'm not the best with that. Usually it's what I've been used to is everybody matches.
Right, right.
And so when it's not, which is, I'm fine. Like I genuinely don't care. It's just at that kind of, I have that, I'm like older school, but I just would think that everyone looks the same. Wore the same dress, but I also know not everyone would feel good in the same dress.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
Right.
And I truly don't care. So I'm like, yeah, wear whatever you want. But then, you know, KB comes in, it's like, well, if one's wearing this and if sleeves, and you got to wear that. And I'm just like, you girls figure it out. Cause I don't care.
Thank God for her. Cause I don't know. And she's like MIA this week. So I'm like, I'm going to need you to tell me if these options are good or bad because she's the fashion girl of the group, but we're working on it. We've narrowed some things down.
There is, how big will the wedding be? So it's going to be very small, like super, super, super duper small.
I feel like I'm really doing the wedding for Jolie in a sense.
Interesting.
Because I don't know if she would get it. Like, if we didn't have a wedding, she'd be like, are you guys not married? I don't think she'd understand the marriage thing. Because she's like, you have a wedding and then you're married. So to watch the whole...
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. So I really, because we've had many conversations about it. Like, I was like, well, I think, because that's her big thing. Like when we got engaged, she's like, oh, the wedding. I'm so excited. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, well, I'm fine just going down to the courthouse too. Like I would be fine with that as well. But she was very much of like, but then you wouldn't be married. So it's like, I think in her sweet little brain, it's, you have to have the wedding and
that's sweet.
Yeah. So I really want that for her. I just picked out her little bridesmaid. I mean, not bridesmaids, her little flower girl dress. So
I can't wait to see them. They're going to be so, so cute.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Wait, so you don't have to answer this because I don't know.
No, please.
I don't know the answer to this. Will Roman be like in the wedding?
Well, I don't know how he'll obviously be in all the photos and with us there and everything, but he can't walk there's no, like, I don't know if we can really like cart him down in a wagon if he would, the kid ain't moving, like he's not rolling over and he's not sitting, like he's got a couple pounds on him that he can't sit up by himself. So I don't even know if he'll be able to then. I mean, he should be, but he also should be rolling right now and he ain't close.
And that's okay. That's normal.
Like he lays there like a brick.
Yeah. I literally talked to my sister-in-law about this yesterday. She asked how he was doing. And I was like, yeah. She's McKenzie? Like, is he doing this? No, Debbie, who does my hair. And I was like, he's like, is he doing this? Is he doing that? I was like, no, he's not. And she's like, I mean, do you remember Peyton? Because like our kids were so big. Like they didn't do those things till way late too because they had extra weight on
them. Well, the doctor was saying, hey, KB.
Hi.
So the doctor was saying when we went the last time, because you know, you got little check marks or whatever. And she's like, all right, by, you know, the 5 months, they should be rolling over. So, and I'm like, yeah, I know he ain't going anywhere. Like he's just staying there. She's like, okay, well by 6 weeks, like six months, he should absolutely, you know, then we'll need to figure something out. It's his 6 months is 2 weeks away. So I'm like, I'm like, all right, buddy. It's roll time. Like, let's get it rolling. But I don't know, like, what she means by, we'll have to figure, like what? Like, yeah, I'm doing everything possible. And she's like, well, you know, like, third baby, you're probably holding him a lot. I'm like, no. I am, like, have him on the ground. I'm, like, putting him on the side, trying to put his little leg over to be like, all right, roll, buddy. But his weight just pulls him right back onto his back.
Well, and he naps in his crib, not swaddled, right?
No, he's not swaddled. Well, I have the Merlin suit.
Oh, that would make it hard to flip.
But I have him on his back all the time.
That's what I'm saying. He's always in the,
Yeah. But KB, when did, I said Tiger, sorry. When did Lion?
I mean, it gets confusing.
Tiger. That would have been so funny if he actually said it.
I'm not trying to like laugh about it.
I was going to say this. First of all, on behalf of my client, I think he's doing his very best to roll himself over. He's really working hard. I think so. Lion Girl rolled over fast, but Legend was literally a full-hearted meatball. We used to call it How to Dress a Meatball was the series. He was so thick that everything was delayed. So I think he's the best to compare it to. And he was a little later.
Like 6 months late?
Yeah.
My niece literally was like 8 or 9 months old when she rolled over. So don't freak out about it. I mean, what are they going to do?
I mean, I'm like, is there like baby PT or like, I don't know.
And maybe they want to check and make sure like muscles are okay and like all that stuff. But I'm telling you, when you have that added weight, like it's hard to do.
His thighs have thighs.
That's how Kaden was. All of mine were actually.
Like
it's fine.
It's so cute. And I love him to death. He's just such a fun baby. But I got him a kilt for the wedding.
Oh my gosh.
But I don't think the kilt fits him anymore.
Oh yeah, probably not.
No, I just wasn't, because he was such a tiny baby.
He was, yeah.
So I kind of based it off of. Yeah, but that thing is not. I know, I think I'm going to try too. But we did pick out yeah, the outfits for them. And they're just going to be, it's just, it's so cute.
So all that to say, he probably won't be in the wedding because it would be hard to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd probably eat the ring.
Right.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work. Hope to see a doctor this week. Or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
How did Alan do with you filming a movie, a romantic movie? This is your first movie together. It's your first movie since you and Alan have been together, correct?
No, the movie in Arizona was like that. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but this one is like, oh, that's right. Okay, that was Lovey
Too.
We
had like the first sex scene for a lifetime Christmas movie. This was way different. This movie. I mean, this movie Austin was trying to kill me. So there was no lovey dovey like anything.
Did he do okay? Like, was it good with Alan? Like, I suppose that is another like protective thing that would come out too. So even if it isn't like the sexy stuff, then it's like, you're filming a movie where you're like put in this position. Does Alan's protective Scotland side come out in this at all during filming?
You know, he is a very, listen, we all know he's very old school. Right? Like he's very, he's very protective. He loves me like so much. And he's just in the kind of mind frame, you know, he doesn't love another male being around me all day, every day, for 14 plus hours. Like, he's like, that's never going to make me feel good, whether I like the person or I don't. He's like, it's just my male, my love for you, my protection over you is always going to not love the fact that you're around someone that much during the day. Right.
That's how Preston would be. That's why I ask.
Yeah. But he is not jealous. Here's the difference. Like, my ex was never jealous. And I was always like, well, that kind of stinks, you know, because he would not care if I was being flirty, maybe in Instagram videos, or not even saying flirt, but, you know, just like being free and fun and whatever. He wouldn't care. And I look back sometimes and I'm like, was I trying to be that way to then get attention to want him to be jealous because I want him to want me and not the other women? So I think maybe there was a subconscious layer where I would maybe do that to try to get his attention. But I never got his attention. He would just, like, he didn't care. But then also I realized he wanted me to even the score, which is something he said when we got divorced. He's like, I wish you would have cheated so that I wouldn't have been the only one. And I was like, and that's why I never would, because I don't want you to have that over me.
Exactly.
Like, even though, yeah. But so and I brought that to therapy one time, because I was still married to him, because I'm like, I told Amy that I was like, it kind of bums me out that he doesn't care at all, or it doesn't seem jealous. And that's not that I want a jealous, because I've been with those jealous guys and it's not fun, you know? But with him, it was nothing. And she's like, it's a thing called healthy jealousy. And I think that's what Alan has. It's what I have with him. It's just healthy jealousy. Sure, I wouldn't love him being all day with a female. You know, he was coaching a women's team. I actually had zero jealousy around that. But, you know, if it was maybe one-on-one, I don't know, I'd probably have healthy jealousy around it. But I wouldn't have been psycho or controlling like I was in the past. So yeah. With him, he's so respectful. Like, he was amazing with Austin. He also knows my history with Austin, where, you know, Austin and I, we were roommates together in One Tree Hill. We have been friends, you know, post-show as well. And I respect Austin a lot. Like, Austin, and we were just talking about this when we wrapped, like, he is my favorite scene study partner ever. Like, how amazing he is as an actor and how giving he is in a scene and how present we both are together. Because again, like, we talked about it when we wrapped, he's like, we have something that's so great together on screen that you don't get with a lot of people. And I've never had that with any other person. Like, we just are so in it together that we forget that we're almost like acting. And so, you know, I'm always making sure too, like, before I'm like, all right, here, like, I want you to meet Alan. And so I want Alan to feel so comfortable and safe. So I always make sure to do, you know, a good job with that. And I'm a different person now with Alan. So, like, my boundaries are very different on set now. How I interact, how I, you know, how I would have in the past, I don't do now. Like, I'm way more respectful to my situation and to other situations. So, but
I like it.
He still doesn't love it. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to love the idea. Like, we were watching something the other day where there was like a heavy simulated scene. He's like, I would not like that. And I was like, I wouldn't either, you know? And it's also not like that when you're filming. Like, when we do kissing scenes, like when Austin and I did have a kiss, it's not like there's people staring at you. It's not, there isn't a connection. The problem, and I will always say this, is the connection that you have off screen with the person. So it's whether you spend time with them, you know, in the trailer or running lines. Like, that's the stuff that gets shady and not good. Like, you have to have really good boundaries off screen. That's when people get messed up in movies and stuff. It's never truly the on screen, because there's so many people watching. It isn't right. Like, there's no emotions. But yeah, but I just, like, I love his balance, because I do. I feel protected. I feel safe. I feel like he cares. But he's not controlling or psycho like other people that I've been with as well.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, like, I think it is so special. Well, I think what you do is special. I've always admired, like, the actress part of you, but I also just, I think it is
would be red flaggy to me if he was like, cool, go make out with that dude.
Yeah.
So I think it's like incredible that he cares enough, but I always do wonder because Alan is, he's just such a different guy for you. He's different than anyone you've ever dated or been with. And it was, I remember the minute I thought it the first time and I was like, I really like this guy because he isn't going to give you like, he held the line, which was really interesting to watch.
Yeah. He held the line, but also because he respects me, I respect him.
Right.
And that's the difference. Yeah. I didn't respect Mike because he didn't respect me. So that was like, then how I acted reflected. How he acted reflected. So with this situation is like, he respects me so much, I'm going to respect him as well and the relationship.
Yeah. But that's the first time I'd seen that out of you with a person you had been with. And that's what I loved the most.
Yeah. So Preston wouldn't be a fan?
Oh, there's a 0% chance I'd be on set with somebody.
But yet it's okay for him to be on music videos with every night with girls throwing their bras on stage to them.
Listen, the younger that front row gets, the better for downloads. I will say that, yeah, it is a really interesting thing. Like even like we've had this talk before, right? Because our industry is a hot mess a lot of times in marriage. And I think we have dealt with our own stuff in our own marriage just because it is wild. Like he's away from me 200 nights a year. That's a lot. And it gets lonely on both sides. Even if lonely looks different, it gets lonely, you know? But we have talked about that too. Cause I was like, you don't even know how like blessed you are. When I leave you, I go and sit with like Jana and Kat. If I go do anything for work in air quotes, which I don't consider what we do work. It's like so much fun out there. But like, if we do wind down on the road, I'm like, our demographic is like 99% women with their girlfriends or somebody brought their husband. Like you'll never know that be there. Feeling.
There's literally no single man really at these.
Oh, besides Osama. Oh, we love Osama. Osama.
That's true. There are a few and they're amazing, but
Ryan, Osama, Matt.
Yeah.
Sweet.
But you know what's interesting about that, KB, though? Don't you feel like Jana being kind of the Preston of the group in your relationship, that you've always been kind of the more jealous one? Maybe not this time around, but like, for instance, you go do movies and you're rolling around with men. Mm-hmm. But if you're any man that you were with at the time was doing the same.
If he was, so here's the difference with that. If he was an actor, zero jealousy.
Like for real?
Yeah. Because it's not like, again, you have to like I didn't care when I was dating that one actor at all. It does, because you know it's nothing. It's again all how
you know the boundaries outside of it.
Yeah. And you have to be like super careful.
Right. I don't know. I just feel like there's a part of you that would be a little bit more jealous, as same as Preston.
I mean, I thought I'd be jealous when he was coaching all like 30 freaking soccer girls, and I wasn't at all. I was like, go have fun.
I mean, even last night when we were talking, and you mentioned something about him doing something, you're like, great, I won't be there. Have fun. And I was like, wow.
But I just,
old Jana would have been like, I'll be there with you every second.
No,
I mean, no, I'm offense, like, but
no, totally, totally. But I didn't trust the person I was with.
Right.
Of course I would be there because I would felt like I had to control it. Now I'm like, yeah, bye.
Yeah.
It's true. Go have fun for the 10 days out of the month. I don't, like, you know what I mean? Like I trust him. And if he did anything, again, I'm at that place too where I'm like, you're an idiot.
Right. True.
And I'm okay alone. And you messed up.
But and we're here.
But I also don't think he ever would. You know, that's the difference too. No, I trust him so much. So that's why I'm like, go for it.
I don't know the acting thing.
Like,
would be
for example, this actually pissed my ex off, which I thought was kind of funny. Well, the motorcycle thing pissed my ex off, but also.
I can only imagine how much that pissed him off.
He walked in the garage and goes, I was like, cat got your tongue? No, I'm not going to say that, but I was like, yeah, what? And I knew exactly what he was staring at that was in the garage. And he goes, is this Alan's bike? And I was like, yeah. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, what? We all have choices that we can make. We can all make our own choices.
Oh.
So there was that.
MG.
And then the second one, which, by the way, to add salt to it, Alan's like, you can take it out for a spin. But besides that, so the second thing was he had come to pick up, Jolie had left her softball bag, whatever, at the house. And so he came to pick it up and he's like, oh, where's Alan? I'm like, oh, he went to have a drink at Bricktops. And he's like, by himself? I was like, yeah. He's like, wow. And I will say he gave me a compliment. He goes, I'm really proud of you. And I go, for what? And he goes, well, like, I know that that must have been like hard for you to get there. And I'm like, well, I trust him. So if he wants to go to have a drink somewhere, I trust that he's not going to be sitting there then meeting another woman.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Or like,
talking.
So I'm like, but I'm like, I didn't go into all that, but I'm like, I trust him. So I have no problem with it.
Right.
Like, and that's where situations like that, I'm like, oh yeah, no, like I genuinely am fine. Mm-hmm. If there was ever a reason to not trust him, then I probably wouldn't be fine, but I wouldn't be in the relationship.
Right. So. Well, you've just changed so much since.
So that's why when you say that, I'm like, no, I'd actually, like, I'm fine. Like, I don't have any worries when he goes to Chicago. Like, I genuinely don't. I'm like, go, go. Because I used to not even let Mike, when he would travel, because he would meet women when he traveled, I wouldn't let him sit at a bar in the hotel.
Yeah.
Like, I would lose my mind. Well, granted, he still did. And like, cheaters will always find a way.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, it doesn't even.
Well, the more you tried to
control
it and grasp there was no controlling that situation. He was always going to figure it out.
Exactly. And so with this, I'm like, I trust you because you show up and you, you are. So,
yeah.
Well, this was my fear with this one because the connection here is so lousy. I'm in Napa, worst places to be, but. I can hear y'all. I just have to like really super, super listen because it gets really, really quiet really fast. So,
hey, are you going to have a bachelorette party?
Well, bridesmaids.
Hey, KB, are we planning a bachelorette party?
Yeah, I think it's going to be in London.
Okay.
I think it's hosted by iHeartRadio. I think I'm going to put that out there
Can we do it on Broadway? Can I grab some matching, cowboy hats and we can just do it on Broadway?
Ooh. Absolutely not.
I thought you were about to say absolutely. And I was
having
like, no.
said that, though, queendom on Broadway would be kind of fun.
So fun.
That actually would be fun because, I mean, nobody honestly can travel.
Because no one's going anywhere.
Everyone has soccer, baseball, cheerleading. So my absolutely no just went to, let's do it. Let's go get a hot tub time machine and go bachelorette party.
Time machine?
It's like the splish splash, the hot tubs, they go around the corner.
Okay, I draw a line at that, but that's fine. I'll meet y'all at the bar.
It doesn't seem germy at all, Kat. I think it's going to be perfect.
That is awful. I don't know if that's worse or actually pedaling while I'm drinking. It all sounds awful, but okay, so we're going to plan that. Thank you, iHeart. That's great.
Well, no, now it's iHeart. Now it's fine. Make it Nashville. Okay, question for you guys. This is interesting. It's a pop culture one for you. Oh, by the way, has anyone heard the new Taylor Swift album?
I went through it a little bit.
I have listened a little bit.
Thoughts?
Well, I would say that the reason I'm listening is to screen for love because she's a Swiftie. And so it's a little bit tricky. This album's a bit tricky. And she listens to her albums on vinyl. And so I'm just not sure how I can, because there's certainly songs she's not going to be able to listen to.
Uh-huh. What are your thoughts?
You know that this is like the most controversial thing to talk about. Like you start talking about Taylor Swift and people are like angry.
Well,
they're very passionate about some Taylor Swift. But I also can't say anything because I took my kids to an Olivia Rodrigo concert.
We took our kids to Olivia Rodrigo.
So I'm already judging myself. That's fine. I am not a huge Taylor Swift fan. Just come at me. That's fine. I'm just not. And my kids are already kind of over her, luckily, so I don't really have to deal with it.
So Jolie is not a fan, which is so interesting because I didn't know this. She was at a birthday party and she's like, Mom, is it okay that I don't like Taylor Swift? And I was like, this is so crazy because we've never had this conversation. I go, honey, 1,000%, you can like whoever you want. I was like, it's just because she's super famous, you know, and everyone loves her does not mean that you have to love her too. Just, you know, the Beatles, it's like, you don't have to like that. Like, and sometimes like I didn't like the Beatles because everyone loved the Beatles. So I always kind of go opposite. Now, do I rock out So Alan always makes fun of me. He's like, you're obsessed with Taylor Swift. I was like, I do like some of her songs, 100%. I'm not going to deny that. I think she's an insane entertainer. Like, I didn't see her concert. I wanted to. Tickets were too expensive. So I didn't go. I'd still love to go. I watched the movie on whatever. Like, she's very calculated. All that. I don't love the new album.
Yeah, I don't either.
I've listened just for a couple songs. I kind of got a little bored. But, you know, but again, you know, I still like respect her as an artist. The thing that's so interesting to me is I do feel like she's above, if this song, which I get it, the Thank You Amy song, which is the Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. For me, like when I kind of look at it from like an outsider's point of view, I just think she's better than that to like come up with, like, it just seems so like, I don't know. I just think she's better. She's better than that to like, to have a dig song. Like, you know, you kind of won, but I don't know.
I think that's kind of all she does is dig songs. Taylor Swift. I mean, right?
Well, it is a lot of, you know, but I mean, I can't say anything. I wrote like a million cheating songs. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like, that's what artists, yeah.
You know,
I mean,
who else is she bashing? I mean, not that she's
every man she's ever dated.
Oh, that's true.
Literally. And they're very specific. Again, I don't listen to all her stuff, but right. Yes. The Kim thing, I'm like, when did this happen?
This was the Kanye West thing.
No, I know what it was, but it was what? 7 years ago?
It was a long time ago. But I do believe that took her in a tailspin and was like a, I could see how Kim Kardashian is a force. She's sure. So freaking famous. And at that time, I think she was probably more famous and so a lot of people, I think, jumped on Kim's bandwagon of, yeah, screw Taylor, you know, she's lying or making up the situation. So I can only imagine how that affected Taylor. But now I feel like Taylor is bigger of a star that I don't. Yeah. So I look at it as like, you know what? You kind of, why bring it back up again? And you've lessened your power a little bit is how I perceive it.
Yeah. And with the lyrics to the song.
Yeah.
It makes it, I always kind of felt like then in that situation, she was kind of playing the victim. And I felt that a lot with her, if I'm mm-hmm. being honest. And again, I'll get attacked for this, I know. But it's kind of felt like a victim mentality to me.
Your best friend's a victim.
Oh, God. But, and I'm not standing up for Kim Kardashian by any means. No. I mean, geez. But this is like just playing into that again for me. I'm like, are we going back to being the victim of this situation? Like, I understand, like, you are huge, like you said. Like, mm-hmm. you're huge. And I hate that it affected her. Obviously, it affected her more than anyone realized. But I don't know. I just think
but
it's silly to bring
like
it up again.
If it affected you, write it in a way where it's not a catty way.
Yeah.
Is like, you want to write a song about that? Then yeah, then write it where it's like, but this just feels like you're better than that. Like, you're, and you guys are both, I don't know.
Y'all both are huge. Yeah. Like, no one, you know,
and
I just like
mine, I think bigger. And like, this is such a moment. Like, why bring that up again?
Because we're all talking about it.
Oh, there you go. It's true. But I like the fact that it just says Kim Kardashian doesn't want to add fuel to the fire. And people are like, oh, she lost 100,000 followers.
Kim did?
Kim did, yeah, after the song. But I think, again, if she doesn't respond, Kim, I think that's, again, good on her. Let it go.
The last thing you want is just like a catty back and forth.
The last thing I would want to do is resurrect any beef with Kim Kardashian.
Or anyone. True. Like, what is like the...
What's the point?
Yeah.
My thing is like, I'd rather just have a solid like, hey, this hurt. Sorry. Or I hurt you. I'm sorry. Like, I've done a lot of that behind the scenes where I've reached out to someone and been like, hey, I'm really sorry. I was a dick to you and I apologize. Or I was a bitch to you and I apologize. Like,
I don't think there's going to be any apologizing in this situation.
No. But it's like, I would love for them to be friends.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to be happy.
But you, friend, are not a tortured poet. You're not a tortured poet. So I just don't know if that is gonna, I don't know if that's the same on her side.
But I'm also saying all this and then was like talking about my ex just 20 minutes ago. So, but it's all in relation to topics.
Yeah. It wasn't like you're like,
I have like, no, my ex and I are great. You know what I mean? We have our moments, but I mean, so far we've been great.
I mean, he's getting soccer balls off your roof.
Yeah. He's like climbing on a roof when we're out of town. But so that piece, but it's like when you go back to relating and that's
right,
when
right.
it unfortunately is the past and comes up.
And that's when people were like, oh, she's not over it. She's da da da, because we will relate topics on here. Heck, I'll still relate topics to my ex-boyfriend when I was 19.
Right.
You know, like, and I can promise you I'm over that. But I just think people take that. I don't know, maybe not. But I think people take when you relate things to, but it is who how it makes you. It makes you into the person you are now. That does not mean that you're not over it.
Right. But it is the capitalization of the K and the I and the M.
That was like mm-hmm. making sure everybody knew.
Yep.
It's also tricky though, because you know, Taylor is so artistic when it comes to music. So I hate it because you know, we know on our side, like the music side, she didn't just start this project like last year. This has probably been a compilation of like things True. That she's written for like the last, since her last album or whatever, or even before that, you know, songs always make a way. Like you can create a song and you can leave it for forever and then you decide it fits somewhere. So I think artistically, maybe this fits for her or it feels like, you know, like I try to just go to like the artist side of things where it's like redemptive or it feels like it fits or like to her, it all of those songs meant something and they all go into a certain season or like when an author writes a book. So I just feel like sometimes her artistic display of it, like we're like, well, why would she do that? But for her, she's like, if I didn't put it on here, it would be like being complete to myself sure. or true to myself yeah, or sure. whatever, you know, or it doesn't maybe tell the whole story if she doesn't have that song in there in her artistic brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I respect that.
I could see that. I think this album will be interesting because I think there's a lot of moms who last year idol, kids obsessed, blah, blah. And now there's a lot of moms going, wait, what is she saying in these songs? And I'm, yeah. you know,
I'm one of them.
It wasn't there before, but people are really paying attention to it now. And it's going to be interesting to see because she was just such an idol for so many young kids. And now this album is bringing out this whole side of, wait a minute, what are we listening to? And is this good for our kids? It's going to be interesting to watch.
That's the tricky part for me is like, love is such a Swiftie and she, you know, and I also get like, Taylor's not going to stay the same, right? She's a woman. She has a boyfriend and all the things, but it is a little tricky. I just don't know how to quite navigate because I haven't listened to the whole album. It is hard for me to listen to Jana's point, honestly. It's yeah, just same. Not kind of my jam, which is whatever.
Well, like Folklore, like that wasn't my jam either, same. That album. So right. like, I like the more like Speak Now, Red.
And that's like, not like the kids' favorites albums either. You know what I mean? So I don't even know if they would gravitate.
Yeah. I like one song those. From the floor with the, I can't even say it, but like there's one or two songs I like from that album, you know? And, but so I just rotate the other ones. Like
yeah.
me and Jace love Bad Blood. That's our vibe.
Yeah, you do. That's that Michigan mom in you.
I know.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. Hey guys, what are your thoughts? A mom defends asking guests a daughter's birthday to bring $5 for backyard renovation in lieu of gifts.
What?
It says a mom of two opened up about how she's doing things differently for her second baby's first birthday party, and her approach raised some eyebrows online. Rachel Gibbs, she's known on TikTok, Rachel on Life, opened up about how she's handling her daughter Harry Potter themed first birthday party. So she decided to just have an hour and a half long party at 9:30 a.m. I don't want you at my house all day. I'm giving you your day. I do not expect you to sacrifice your entire Saturday for a child's birthday who's not even going to remember it. Fair. And the time, please leave my house. My child needs to nap. And anybody who's coming to a one-year-old's birthday party is already up at 9:30, or they can suck it up for one day because it's over at 11. You have your entire day.
Does this chick have friends to invite? Because it sounds a little harsh. I'm not so sure I have a matching best friend bracelet with her.
Is this all on the invite?
Then she says, I specifically very clearly put on the limitations. Please do not bring gifts, which fine. A lot of us, yeah. I mean, I still got to give you Ramsey's. She said, explain that she put a cute rhyme about her little girl being far from a house elf and needed nothing from her gifts. And then I said, if you feel inclined to bring something, consider $5 because we're trying to remodel, redo our yard. Our backyard is a train wreck. Bring us $5 to help us redo our backyard. That's what we're asking. The mom admitted, I'm very picky. I don't want to buy shit for my kids. I don't want you to buy shit for my kids. So I think she's just trying to be funny and people are taking offense to it. I think it's funny. Like, I don't want you guys also to bring, like, the kids have enough toys. But I hope she's not being serious about the $5 thing. She's has to be like she's taking a piss.
Yeah, I would think she's being funny.
Yeah, because I think it's funny.
But I could see where it's kind of like, wait, is this funny? Is it not?
But speaking of, there's another one that I think is even more controversial, which kind of makes me get a little when it comes to my wedding. There was this thing that went around the news where the couple said, instead of gifts, no gifts, no money at the wedding. They just wanted people to pay for their dinner.
What?
Because we know weddings are so expensive, right? So
So you could choose not to have gifts, one if you don't want to feed people.
Well,
I mean, guys.
Yeah. Are you considering this? I'm kidding.
No, hell no. I'm kidding. No, but I feel bad even being like, hey, the Airbnb, you know, the castle right. we're staying in, like you guys, you know, you yeah. guys aren't, but like, you know, other people, I'm like, I feel bad having them pay for that because, but I'm also like, well, if they were traveling anyways, they'd need to find a hotel.
Right.
Like I would never have them pay for the food of the day of the wedding. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, but hotels is normal for people have to pay right. for.
So, but then I'm like, am I asking the same thing? No, because I'm asking for the wedding dinner food mm-hmm. money. I'm asking for like the day before and the day after, you know, like the breakfast and dinner.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you're also providing a whole experience in that. Like as a right. guest coming, what's really cool about it, I don't know how much we're sharing, but like, I like that I know there's a full experience in that. Like, tell me a time in my life where someone invites me to say, hey, so all you'll have to do is pay for the castle. That's not a real sentence. You know what I mean? Like,
if someone was traveling somewhere for a destination, they have to pay for their food, hotel.
Right.
So I'm like,
and let's remember gifts of any sort for anything are an option. If I am a guest invited to something, I don't have to bring a gift.
No.
That is an option. Is it obviously what you should do? Yes. But you're basically saying, like, it's not an option for you to bring a gift. If you want to eat, you're paying for your food. You know what I mean? Like, that's not comparable in my... And you're saying a certain amount. A gift, you could buy a $10 gift or you could buy a $500 gift.
Right.
But like you're setting
a lot of time
it
that food is like on $140 food. Exactly. Like a person or something.
Like what if they can't?
Right. Well, it's called hosting. That's what that is. It's called hosting an event. So if you're going to host something and you invite those people, then you host them.
Yeah.
Or just like don't have flowers.
Like Jana.
I don't get the point of flowers at a wedding. I don't. I think it's so expensive. Why? There's no point. Pick some like those weed flowers from the like garden. I'm fine with it.
I did a night wedding, so I didn't have to really do flowers. And I just did candles.
Pretty.
Way cheaper. So
that's what I did too, Kat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, I'll never understand the flower thing. Ever.
It's so expensive for flowers.
It's really expensive, nope. But it's stunning.
I know. If I had the money. I mean, like, if you know what I mean? Like, if you know. If
you weren't already over budget.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I was trying to find the words. If I wasn't already over budget, then yes.
So you guys, what ended up happening with the Boundary Queen birthday party?
People brought $50. Like it ended up being $50 in cash, people. Like it was the total.
Were only 10 people invited or only, or did only some people bring it? I would have wanted to go just to see it all play out.
How are the speeches, ladies, going?
What?
The speeches for the bridesmaids?
Okay. Don't.
let me just hear a little bit of it right now. Let's just give me like a little like
did snippet. You see the speech I had to do the other day? KB had to literally hold me up. It was awful.
I started mine out with saying, what doesn't kill us only makes us stronger.
Oh, God. Can she just be the only one?
I forgot
I'm
to
just
laugh
kidding.
At. It's so funny.
But I'm not. No, it's
please
be
do that.
Amazing.
That's really
you
funny.
You will start it that way. That's good.
Yeah. Great. Well, good. I'm just testing it out here to see how it would go over with the crowd.
Speaking of, if you guys want to come see us on the Wind Down Tour, we are going to Nashville, Detroit, and Chicago in June. June
6th, 7th? And 7th.
Yep.
June 5th, Nashville. June 6th, Detroit. June 7th, Chicago. Come see us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll save some private snippets for y'all.
You are really good.
So excited.
All right. I think that's it, y'all.
All right.
I really love you.
Love you too. Come home to us. Bring us some wine.
I was at Camus yesterday and I was telling them all about how it's on the rider for Wind Down.
Woo woo. All right. Bye, girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.